welcome to the ISIS Americas podcast for Friday, 27th of January, 2017. I'm your host, David Hayden, and today I'm joined by U.S. Elephant Senior Editor Tracy Dang. Hello, Tracy.
Hi, David.
Today we're getting a brief update on the elephants market. Could you talk on why prices have been rising recently?
Well, just earlier this morning, we have official confirmation that U.S. January propylene has settled at a significant increase of 10 cents a pound. This is kind of a result of tighter than expected supply that's occurred this year. Even though there was expectation that 2017 U.S. propylene market would likely be weighed down by overall long supply, especially with the PDH coming up next year, supply has been a little bit tighter than we originally thought it was going to be coming into this year. There are a couple of producers that are short, and there's been, you know, crackers scheduled for the first quarter, which isn't a big surprise, but some of those turnarounds have been moved up. So this is resulting in spot prices going up. With the recent surge of spot prices, we saw contracts ending up to settling at an increase of 10 cents a pound for this month and likely to increase again in February.
We're also seeing large increases in butadiene. Could you tell me a little bit more about that?
Butadiene is actually going to increase as well. We're going to see a significant increase. So far this week, February contracts have been nominated at varying increases of 26 to 31 cents a pound. That's a significant increase from what we've seen in years. And this was partly because prices in Asia are going up, skyrocketing, because what people are saying is tighter than expected supply over there. Also, there's a lot of inventory building as people are getting ready for the Lunar New Year that's coming up this next week. Even though in the U.S. market, supply, it's been tighter than expected, so there's not a lot of molecules to be around. There's some that argue, you know, if you don't have a lot of supply, how can prices go up? But, you know, there's argument that the U.S. needs to be aligned with Asia, because if there is spot material available, a trader can easily just pick that up and take advantage of the arbitrage to Asia. So February contracts haven't settled just yet, expected to settle in this upcoming week. But regardless, we're likely to see prices in the 90 cents a pound area.
And what about ethylene?
Well, the ethylene spot price rise hasn't been quite as dramatic as propylene and butadiene. There, coming into the year, there was expectation that ethylene was going to be a little tighter than expected, partially because even though we have some crackers scheduled to come up online this year, with one hopefully commissioning by the end of January and coming up later than in the first quarter, and three more starting up in the second half of the year, demand is continuing to increase as expected. So there was always expectation that supply is going to be a little bit snug. So this is kind of causing the spot price to kind of rise up a little bit. However, we're seeing these crackers, some of these crackers turnarounds have started earlier than usual. So it's kind of caused prices to firm just a little bit. But like I said, not quite as dramatic as propylene and butadiene. And hopefully it'll stay that way.
Thanks for the update, Tracy. And thanks for listening, everyone. As always, if you're interested in more information on what's happening in the olefins market or any of the other markets we cover, be sure to visit ISIS.com. And be sure to tune in for our next podcast.